shuffle in feet, couples passing two by two. And here am I, left high and dry, black, and cause I'm black, I'm blue. All the race fellas crave high yellows, gentlemen prefer them light. I'm just another spade who can't make the grade. Looks like there's nothing but dark days in sight. With a cold, empty bed, spring's hard as lead, pains in my head, and I feel like old Ned. What did I do to be so black and blue?
Let's talk a little bit about, if we could, Warren, your background in theater and your early years of exposure to theater.
I've been in theater for a very long time. I've been doing it professionally and semi-professionally for more than 40 years. But as I always tell people, the start of it for me was the pre-Vatican Roman Catholic Church, because I was an altar boy. We had the Latin Mass. We had, as I always say, great costumes, in that the vestments were all pretty fancy and all. But I really enjoyed the relationship between what was going on in the altar and with the congregation. And that's very much like the actor-audience relationship in theater.
What time frame in your life did you realize or really have an interest in performing and in maybe directing in the theater?
Well, the actual performing, I started doing plays when I was in high school. When I went to my undergraduate work at the University of Notre Dame, I started doing more and more work in directing then. And I followed up with my graduate work at the University of Minnesota, where my studies were pretty much exclusively in the directing side as opposed to the acting side, although the bulk of my career has been acting.
In looking at the ways that people communicate to each other and express themselves, how would you describe the tool of communication in theater work?
The biggest thing about theater is that as we are listening to a live person speaking, we as an audience are very active. We feel ourselves with a sense of empathy on the stage. For any technical media, the electronic media, We're very separated from it. It's very interesting. If you go to a play or a musical where everyone is mic'd, you'll notice there's something kind of odd about it, because the sound isn't coming from where we know the sound should come from, and it separates the actors by one step. So I think that's an important part of it.
In looking at acting and your role as a director, who influenced you the most in developing those skills?
Professors and teachers along the way. I can't give enough credit to Father Poisson when I was in high school, or Dr. Reginald Bain when I was an undergraduate, and then a number of the faculty when I was in graduate school. You know, they took an interest, they inspired me, they gave me a lot of opportunities. And like so many things in life, the opportunity to actually practice your craft is very important.
Too often the image of a director is stereotypical of narcissism, tantrums, all those things. How would you describe your style in directing?
Narcissism, tantrums. You know, because my background is as an actor so much, as a director, I think I tend to really give actors room to discover, to explore. I am not a dictatorial director at all. Some directors come to theater from visual arts or from dance, and they really worry more about the pictures on stage than they do the being of the characters that the actors are creating up there. And I think I concentrate on the latter more.
In looking at a sports analogy as well, you went to Notre Dame, very well known for its football traditions and the coaches that were there, and they seemed to be able to elicit unique qualities from players. Do you look at that same kind of role as a director in trying to draw out the best in unique and special gifts and talents by actors and actress?
Right. I think I sometimes irk some people because I often use the head coach of a football team as the analogy, in that I say, even though the coach must develop a really strong relationship with and develop the players, he or she must really delegate a lot. And in the same way that in a football organization, you have your interior line coaches, you have your receivers coaches, you have your quarterback coaches, and on, when you're directing a play, you have the designers, you have the actors, sometimes you have a dramaturg, you have a lot of people with various specialties that they are very good in. In fact, they are much better in those specialties than you as a director are. And you really have to mold it all into one seamless production, or in the sports analogy, a team.
In looking at your role with the Mixed Blood Theater in Minneapolis, what is that theater all about?
Mixed Blood Theater is dedicated to the spirit of Dr. King's dream. It was the creation and brainchild of Jack Ruler, who was the first and continues to be our artistic director. Our concept in the sense of Dr. King's dream, we think of Dr. King very often in terms of the civil rights movement, but Dr. King moved beyond that. He was part of the movement against poverty. He was part of the anti-war movement. There is a sense in Mixed Blood Theater that we really try to reflect the community that we live in. We want people who come to Mixed Blood to be able to see themselves. And that means we've reached out not only to people of color, but we have women highlighted in roles. We have people with disabilities. When you go to Mixed Blood Theater, you see yourself reacting with the other people in our world community.
Would you please give us an overview of your performance of Daughters of Africa? What is that performance?
This show was written by Syl Jones, and it is a show that has been evolving over the years. But what we do is we have a history of the accomplishments of black women in the United States in a play that is music-driven. We have a tremendous voice in Thomasina Petrus-Taylor, a great jazz singer, but also a very versatile woman, so that she can give us the flavor of the various voices of women throughout history. Some of the people we see are Billie Holiday, Ethel Waters, you see Harriet Tubman, you see Rosa Parks. The last two are examples that Thomasina really gets to display her skills as an actress beyond those of a singer.
Describe the importance of bringing this kind of production to Greater Minnesota, the Daughters of Africa, and the work done by the Mixed Blood Theater. How is that crucial in the cultural life of Minnesota?
Well, as I hear myself saying over and over in February as we're doing these shows, this is not about black history. This is about American history. The struggles that these people are going through can inspire all of us, and it is all part of where we are at as Americans. We kind of hear the term thrown around of our being in a post-racial America. Well, I don't think that that's entirely true. In fact, I'm sure it's not entirely true. But we learn that the struggles that people have gone through to get their rights in terms of civil rights are what inspire us to make the world good, to fight for the human rights of all of our community.
Warren Bowles, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Nobody knows the trouble that I've seen. Nobody knows my sorrow. Nobody knows the trouble that I've seen. Glory.